information states that are available. So in this table you can see the filling of the d orbital arranged at the top, from one electron in the d orbital for scandium across to 10 electrons in the 5 d orbitals for zinc. And the electronic configuration invariably involves the 4s electrons as well. The 4s electrons are populated before the d, hence we have got 4s2, our base configuration. And then when we look at our transition metal, for instance, vanadium, we can see its electronic configuration then for the neutral atom is 4s2 3d3. When we form vanadium 1 plus, we lose the 4s electrons first, so it becomes then 4s1 3d3 as the electronic configuration. Now as we go down, then the neutral atom is indicated by the zero oxidation state, and we then form more and more highly oxidized ions. So we go 1 plus, 2 plus, 3 plus, 4 plus, 5 plus, 6 plus, and 7 plus. So for an element like manganese then, it's got 8 available oxidation states, and each one of those can potentially have a different colour. So it's quite an interesting sort of chemistry area to work with. The blue colours there indicate the common oxidation states, as I indicated for iron, plus 2 and plus 3 are common. From the course, I'm not expecting that you know the common oxidation states for metals, other than maybe iron, simply because it's so common.